Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
War is coming with Venezuela, according to Tucker Carlson.
Oh, boy, that backfired.
He guaranteed on a podcast with Judge... Judge Napolitano yesterday.
Italian dude.
That, this is 21, that members of Congress have briefed Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And that a war is coming with Venezuela. Roll this.
Is Trump going to start a war in Venezuela?
I don't know. I don't know when this program airs, the one that we're on right now.
We're live now. And then it'll be posted immediately. So now...
So my sense is, I don't know the answer. I've certainly been on the phone a lot about it. I have no power. I'm a podcaster, but I'm very interested. And so here's what I know so far, which is that members of Congress were briefed yesterday that a war is coming, and it'll be announced in the address to the nation tonight at 9 o'clock by the president. Who knows, by the way, if that will actually happen? I don't know. And I never want to overstate what I know, which is pretty limited in general.
I saw this tweet yesterday. Trump pulled a war in Venezuela fake out to make the networks broadcast all his first year wins in prime time, all in front of cozy Christmas decorations at the White House. Simply the best media manipulator ever to hold office. To which I said, yep, Trump got Tucker to look like a fool. So Frank sends me this nasty tweet. Tucker's not the fool. He qualified his remarks. It's the lying Congress critter who's the fool. Hopefully Tucker learned a lesson. When a congressman's mouth is moving, they are lying. Or, Frank, or alternative headline. Ready for this one? There never was a congressional source, and he was just throwing shit at the wall.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. I got you. Poop. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I did it yesterday.
My source says, and that's kind of the slimy thing about journalism, is it smears good journalists who do have good sources, who sometimes vet 3 and 4 sources and get it wrong, and it's not really their fault. And then you have Tucker, who is on with the Judge Napoleon Pizza Pie podcast. You know, well, I just, you know, I'm very curious, and but I've been told tonight when he addresses the nation, and then he does the goofy laugh, and yeah, he puts a lipper in. Yeah. Tucker Carlson here for Zinn, paid sponsor of the program. By the way, very stunned that Tucker's a dipper. Did not have him as a guy I remember years ago wearing the bow tie on MSNBC. I never thought he'd be a dipper.
Tucker also says that Qatar is a much more important ally and a relationship with the United States than Israel is.
Well, he should say that. He's on their payroll.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Let me ask you, could we do a poll maybe on Friday?
Say I'm anti-Semitic without saying I'm anti-Semitic.
Right. If we were to take Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, who's another one that I'm kind of down on? We'll throw Marjorie Taylor Greene on, who will be on The View for the third time in 2 weeks, coming up later this week. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Laura Loomer, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens. If only one could be sent to Alligator Alcatraz and have no ability to be in front of a microphone, a camera, or any access to social media, only one can go.
I mean, they control the GOP, Brett.
Who goes?
Guys, they control the GOP, guys. I hate to say it.
I think they have
more power than Congress does.
I think they have fallen out of favor with the masses.
No,
I think most people are against Candace Owens.
I disagree with you.
I think most are against Tucker.
Dawn hit the nail on the head when she said about the Candace Owens thing.
Yeah.
This is we're in the. I'm sure I can almost guarantee you that, you know, because a lot of radio hosts like to play it safe and don't like to get in the middle of this because they don't want to piss off any listeners. We don't care about that here. But I can almost guarantee you that this is this divided our audience, and they're like, well, I'm not listening to them again because they don't believe Candace. Oh no, this is a big deal. It's a big deal in the GOP.
Do you think so?
100%.
From what I see, I think, and I know you can keep telling me she has 7 million followers, but I mean, from what I have gathered, most Republicans are saying that Candace Owens is crazy for her Charlie Kirk stuff.
Yeah.
And also that Tucker Carlson has been bought out and paid for by the Saudis.
Yeah.
And I think actually most Republicans are more pro-Israel than pro-Hamas. So I actually, this might be one of those weird things where, you know how Fetterman is actually polling better with Republicans and Democrats?
Yeah.
I bet you there's probably, if you were to ask Democrats now what they think of Tucker Carlson, I bet you they think, I bet you he's polling better with Democrats than you would think.
I bet.
Because they're anti-Israel.
I'm going to go out on an even bigger limb here that's going to probably piss off probably both of you.
Don't break the branch.
I believe that Tucker Carlson is has a higher approval rating than Donald Trump does. How about that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Nah.
No.
Okay. All right. Prove me wrong.
I'll conduct polling over the holiday.
You should.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.